Hello, Malcolm here with your teaching tip number 355, 2 minutes from Burso's book today on speaking notes. There are different philosophies about using notes or not using notes when you speak. What does Burso think? Well, he follows a four-step process. Let me tell you what it is. Tell me what you think. Number one, type up a detailed sermon outline, everything in there. Number two, print it off, read it through. Make sure it makes sense step by step. Number three, highlight key words in the message, not even key points, key words. Fourthly, type up a new version of the message using only the highlighted points. The idea is that those highlighted words, in fact, will remind you of the rest of what you want to say. And that should be enough. So you might only have, 10 words on the piece of paper, perhaps. A nice big bold font, I imagine. His goal is to get to the point where he doesn't need his notes. And that's called extemporaneous speaking. There are advantages of that approach, which include, firstly, better engagement with the congregation because we're not tied to our notes looking up and down all the time. Secondly, better connection with the congregation because it's more like a conversation. It's all kind of in here and in here, isn't it? And thirdly, better conviction for the same reason, because the points have been embedded in our own minds and our own hearts. So there are great advantages to that. But is that the right model for you? Because it isn't the only way of doing it, of course. What are your thoughts on Burso's approach? What is your method, in fact, and why do you do things the way you do them regarding the way you employ notes or otherwise when you're speaking? Next time, we're going to go on to explore how our speaking can be authentically our own. Has today's tip been worth 2 minutes of your time? Certainly hope so. And remember, always, to keep calm and carry on teaching. Till the next time, take care and God bless.